Hi, this is Kevin.
And this is Robert from the In Obscuria podcast.
And you are listening to the ever-winding gyre that is the Sean Geek and Fast Fret podcast.
And they are without a doubt our favorite Caucasians. I mean, Canadians.
True. Well, next to Getty, Neil, and Alex.
Rick, Gil, and Mike.
Oh, Danko Jones, Sebastian Bach.
Brian Vollmer. Oh, don't forget James LaBrie. Oh, and our favorite, Anne Murray.
John Michael Thor.
Yeah.
Alanis.
Gordy.
Burton Cummings. Yeah. Corey Hart.
Brian Adams. We forgot Brian Adams.
Chris Jericho. Mm-hmm. Lips. Randy Rampage. Eric Luzier. Bob and Doug McKenzie.
You dicks!
Warning signs of satanic behavior may be apparent, such as a sudden, bitterly antagonistic attitude towards family and religion, a drastic decline in academic performance, a reclusive behavior pattern, and listening exclusively to heavy metal rock music, almost to the point of addiction. When one or more of these warning signs are evident, you should look further for ritual items such as a pentagram or other satanic symbols, black or red robes, a decorative dagger or knife, a chalice or goblet, black candles, a personal diary with a black cover, which is called a book of shadows, and copies of publications such as the Satanic Bible and the Satanic Rituals, and possibly a small makeshift altar. If you discover items such as these, experts advise you contact your local law enforcement agency at once.
Well, we can't play any music this week, so we're just going to mime the music this week.
And all that, right?
Yeah. Well, we kind of get in trouble what's that thing called? UsTube, I think we called it.
It's like WeSpace, something like that.
Yeah, WeSpace. I should stop laughing at your jokes because then it makes it sound like this isn't real. Like we're not really at work. But
that is fair. And it makes me sound like I'm funnier, a lot funnier than I really am. And that's, we can't have that. Have that at all.
Of course not. So this is day four. Yeah. Has the boss talked to you yet?
No. Like
permanent full-time or?
No.
Sometime full-time?
You know, I saw him at the water cooler and I tried to, you know, kind of get my way in, but he was too busy. He's on his cellular telephone. So try again the next time I see him alone and vulnerable.
The next time you're alone and vulnerable.
But if he's alone.
Oh, if he's alone and vulnerable. What are you suggesting here?
I don't know. When he's like getting to his car, I like pop up like in the back seat. Like I've been there for an hour waiting. I'm gonna have to jimmy the lock, but I can do it. I think.
Well, you could Tommy the lock, but that's a whole other story.
Yeah, I'll try. I don't know. I'll think of something. I'll let you know when I've got a good like plan to interact and
bring good. Let me know because like I'll try to put a good word in too because. I've noticed that my chances of survival in this hellhole is much better if there's someone ahead of me that's perhaps has a slower pace than I do and can take the bullet for me, I guess. So
okay, that's fair. I mean, you gotta do what you gotta do.
I had this other thought. So yesterday when we were talking, we were kind of like I made a couple comments about how you kind of sacrifice yourself for me to keep me here and stuff. And I have decided to change my tactic. I've decided I'm going to partner with you, Mr. Temp.
Temp?
I'm going to get rid of the temp. So see that nameplate there, right? You got that nameplate there in your desk?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, hand it over here.
Okay.
Okay, so you see on here it says temporary employee.
That's my name.
Okay. So.
Oh, there we go.
And now it says employee. There you go. That's yours.
I'm no longer temporary employee, but I am now rary employee.
Yeah, I couldn't quite break it in the right place, so yeah. I tried.
I'll take it. Well, call me Rory employee. We'll just say it's a typo.
Yeah. Yeah, Rory. Yeah.
There we go.
Nice.
Well, I appreciate the enthusiasm and the faith in me.
So the next time the boss comes in here, what are we going to do if like, because remember last time we played something god awful? Not very Satan-centric.
Well, if we don't do that, is he gonna, you know, give us the old heave-ho, or is we gonna have to suck it up and play another one of his whatever you call it?
Well, so what I did is I opened a folder here, and I'm gonna have it ready. So you see it's ready here?
Okay. Yeah.
So I've got it open. I'm gonna have a VLC player. I'm gonna have that open in VLC player. And I'm gonna have it ready to play if I need to.
Yeah, I like it. I
can easily switch. So this is, did you hear my keyboard just now? Oh, okay. This one's really loud.
Oh,
yeah.
It's good. I like a good clickety clack once in a while, you know.
Yep. So, I don't know if the boss is coming today, but, anyway, I don't know what do you? I think you should lead off things here as a show of good faith in our new foreign partnership.
Okay. I like it. All right. I won't let you down. I actually had something in mind that's something fun that'll, I think, something good to kick it off and might work with our metal shop dynamic. Because, you know, the one thing you need when it comes to working in a metal shop is, it's not metal, it's
fire and brimstone.
Well, yeah, that's
crowd that participation. YMCA?
Well, yeah.
Are you making hamburgers? Are you making bread?
I might be making bread. That's not helping, I guess. The answer, how do you make metal? With machines.
Machines. Okay.
And there's one type of machine that I think, I don't know if you've heard of, but it's quite entertaining. It is called the Austrian death machine.
Okay. So it's in this folder here, right? Austrian.
Oh, yeah. I sure hope it is. Hope I brought the right bag of USB sticks.
Hey, I you know what? I actually, I brought in, instead of USB this time, I've moved ahead in technology. I actually have, it's a little red thing called an iPod.
Ooh.
And I found it. It was in the bottom of the bag, like with my USBs that I had there. And what I did is I spent, like, remember when you had that training yesterday morning or yesterday afternoon, whatever, it was after work or something. Anyway, yeah. I put everything on the USB player. Like, it's a player. It actually plays you, like, but it's not on USB stick. It's like it's a player in bit, like, it's called an iPod.
iPod.
Yeah.
I don't believe you. Not for a second. Show me. Does it look something like this?
Wow, that's magic. It's like kind of fading in and out. Wait a minute, is that an actual iPod?
Yeah, that's a
oh my god.
That's my iPod.
Nice.
Let's hold on a sec. Okay, it's not charged. Yeah, it's still it's a relic of the past.
Oh my God. Well, our some people's past are our future.
Yes.
You know, they're still talking about going up to Windows 95, so I don't know.
I don't know. I think Windows 94 is pretty good, you know.
Windows 94, yes.
Yeah. If it ain't broke, don't fix it, right?
That's exactly it. Okay, so I've brought this up here. So
here, let me see. Let me see the folder here. Let me see this fangled iPod. Oh my
God. Is this going to go where I think it's going to go?
Perhaps.
Okay, which album do you want me to open up here? Wait, hang on.
Yeah. You got to turn your monitor or else I can't see, you know.
I apologize.
The beanbag chair I'm sitting on is not very mobile.
There you go.
All right, let's see here. Oh, well, well, well. You'll want to go to Total Brutal. I think they're probably the best.
Total Brutal.
Yeah.
There's a Brutal Christmas, too.
There is a very Brutal Christmas, yeah. They're very, it's very diverse.
Okay, so. Because people complain, I'm just going to repeat this. So this band is called Austrian Death Machine. This is from the album Total Brutal, which we got off Kazaa.
Yeah.
And, oh my God, this is freaking awesome.
Now, the song I was going to choose is the second one, but if you'd be interested, you could always play the first one. It's a bit of an intro, if you want to call it that.
Okay.
It sets the stage.
Into the second track here.
Yeah, so.
So this is called Hello California and Get to the Choppa. Okay, well, let's go. Let's see how this goes.
Yeah, let's see how this goes.
Hello there. I'm the Governator, also known as the Gummy Bear of Candyconia. First off, I'd like to implement new rules. There must be a new gym in every city of the great state of California. It'll be called 25-Hour Fitness for one extra hour of working out! Anyway, here in my home city, I've been able to find some wonderful musicians with whom I will present my music to the masses. Some of you know my movies with stunning images and powerful emotions portrayed by none other than me, Mr. Universe, and the greatest actor in the world! I will now attempt a recorded audio format to communicate some of the deep feelings I had while filming the classics like Kindergarten Cop, The Terminator, Total Recall, and The Terminator. Thank you for giving me your time, your clothes, and your motorcycle. Now listen up, everyone. This next one's called Nyaaaaa! Yeah. Come on, guys. You're supposed to come in already. Where's the drummer? Yeah, it's so embarrassing. 1, 2, 3! Get to the chopper! Now our escape begins! It's the only way out of here. Don't let them stop you. Don't let them hold you back.
to the chopper! Get to the chopper! Get to the chopper! Get to the chopper! Get to the chopper! So do you want more of a meow? Or ah!
It's not a tumor.
I for some reason I didn't think it was going to be heavy. I'm very glad it was, because it actually worked very, very well.
It's fun.
It was fun, but it was still, but the music was still like good though. Like, yeah. I don't know, it was good riffing there.
Yeah, they got a lot of little classics, you know, like just a little Arnold lines and parts from his movies. Yeah.
Well, that was really good. Wow, a great start. What am I going to follow this with? All right. I'm not going to share. I'm going to hide the screen from you.
Oh, I'm going to blank it over at the computer monitor. Classic maneuver.
Now, this is a band that I got a chance to see live and I got to meet. I believe this is the album. I think go with this one, I think. So they're called Gotor.
Sounds fun.
And they are I don't know what kind of music you would describe them as. But they're really good. And the guys are super nice. Like, totally super nice. So I'm going to play. So this is off their Haunting Curse album. And the song is called Wear These Scars of Testimony. Honestly, I really started listening to them after I get dragged to go see one of their shows. And after I saw them, I'm like, okay, I get it. I really get it. So here we go. Wear These Scars of Testimony.
Yeah.
Nice. That was pretty cool. That was pretty cool. I like that.
Did you?
Yeah.
I know it's not everybody's thing, but there's something about it. And actually, having seen them play, I got more because I just remember the performance. And for some reason, it smells like pot in here right now. I don't know why.
I plead the fifth. I mean, I don't know. Never heard of it.
Never heard of it.
Never heard of
I meant like a pot roast. Like it smells like a pot roast in here. Like we're cooking.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, it's summer heat and all the machines working away.
Did you notice there's like nobody in the plant today? There's like five people out there. Is it Saturday? Are we supposed to be here?
Let me, does your iPod know? Does it tell you the date?
I will hold it up and see here. This is day six. What's day six mean?
Sixth day of the week, maybe? Which would be Saturday?
Think you're right. Give the guy a gold star.
Well, as long as we're being paid overtime, I guess.
Yes. Oh,
I
yes.
hope.
So, yeah, maybe this is overtime day. I don't think we're, maybe we won't get anybody of, with some kind of authority coming in here and making us listen to something we don't want to listen to.
That would be very nice.
It'd be very nice. So, what are you going to follow that with? Rary,
That's
rary employee.
very employee. I have to find a new pronunciation of the last name employee.
Employee, just like
Employee.
Beyonce.
Exactly. Well, great minds. Which it just depends on what route am I thinking. You know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna keep this going a bit the same. Now I
Kind
don't
of
know
what I'm in
much
the mood
about.
for today, I think.
Yeah, something a little. I've done some lighthearted, more lighthearted stuff in the past. We need a bit of a bit more more evil there.
Some oinking, perhaps, or
Well, never know. In this case, not so much oinking. Something a little, we'll say, a little more shrill. Have you ever heard of the band? The band is called Trouble.
perhaps, perhaps, perhaps. I am hand me over the thing. I'm gonna look here. The trouble.
Think it's just Trouble. I don't know if they have the, but
Trouble.
maybe. Yeah.
Because I know trouble. Oh, not this guy. Okay, hang on. Now let me just. I'm gonna turn the screen over so you can see what I'm looking at.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Gotta...
So this guy for sure.
No. No. Featuring yeah, no. It'd be yeah, the third one. Try the third one should be there. Yeah, that's the one.
Works, right?
Yeah, so you'll want to look for the album called Psalm 9. It should be the right there. He's got a
Psalm,
yeah.
Psalm,
Psalm
Psalm.
9.
Oh shit! No, wait. We're not, we gotta introduce the thing. What does E mean? It means extremely good. Is that what the E stands for on the folder here?
Is it E for everyone?
Oh, E for everyone. That's what it is. Okay.
Could be. I was thinking the song "The Fall of Lucifer" would be what we write. We will. I think we might
Is this
be.
gonna get us in trouble? Like a song about the fall of Lucifer here?
No, I don't think so. I think that's
Is this a Christian band?
no.
Okay.
They're just storytellers, I guess.
Okay. All right, well, I'm gonna put this on The Fall of Lucifer by the band Trouble from the album Psalm 9.
Psalm 9.
Psalm.
Yeah,
Wow.
Yeah, not bad, eh?
Who are these people? I was trying to figure, like, I can't, it this sounds like it might be old.
Yeah, I think it's like it's from the 80s.
Oh, it's from the 80s.
Yeah, I think this is one of the, I think people would call them one of the earlier, like, doom bands.
Yeah, there was like, it was almost sludgy, but yeah, doom fits better. It was neat. It was not, yeah, I didn't know what to expect here. This is a lot different. I thought it was just going to be just super, like, I don't know. It was neat. It was just neat. I don't know. I really enjoyed it. Good. You got something good planned here? What's your next? Where are you going to go from here?
Let me, you know what I think we're going to do?
I think we're going
to keep going rabbit hole. I think we're going to try something a little more into the depths, you could say. Something I don't know how to describe it. You could say a little, almost, I don't know how to describe it. Words are failing me. Have you ever heard of the band named Electric Wizard? Ever heard of them?
No. But it sounds cool as hell.
All right. I'm going to pick, let's see if we can find it here. If you go to, that album there called...
Oh my God.
Actually, you can see the song there. It's called Barbarian. I figured we'd do that because it's a reasonably lengthed one, because some of them are kind of 10 or more minute long songs. Okay. So I think we'll just we'll try this one. It's a bit more reasonable and see what you think.
All right. All right. I'm excited. Here we go.
All right.
Okay. Barbarian, Electric Wizard.
The Wizard.
Come on.
like that.
Something different. You could argue there's some songs I could say I like to describe it as, I guess the way I would have described it is arguably like kind of hard to listen to in the wrong situation. Like you have to kind of like, there's really, really long songs and they're kind of like, it's that drone doom kind of the stoner kind of style. So you have to really be into that because there are songs like that was a pretty fast tempo song, to be honest.
For them?
Yeah, they play pretty damn slow sometimes, and it's like it's all like super trudgy, super heavy, but kind of interesting. I think I was told, I don't know if I haven't checked, but I think I had heard somewhere saying maybe that either that album or that band sometimes would actually record on like old like 70s equipment for the sound. Like they actually would record on old ass recording devices to like get the extra fuzz, the extra like,
because it, like, it sounds like, I don't know, like there's like the amplification they're using, or I don't know, it's very, very interesting. Yeah. Now I'm trying to find something to play off of that. Mm-hmm. All right, we're going with this. I think this is a good song. Okay, so this band's called the Electric Hellfire Club. Are you familiar?
Nope, not familiar.
Nope, that's good. It's heavy, but it's heavy in different kinds of ways. So this may fall flat, but we'll
let's give it a listen.
Yeah, let's see how it goes here. All right, you ready? This song is called Kiss, from the album Kiss the Goat. We'll be right back.
It was interesting.
Wasn't it? It
was, yeah, it was kind of.
It wasn't heavy, right? But it was heavy.
It was kind of fun. Like the lyrics, I like the lyrics a lot.
Yeah.
Kind of some spooky, scary stuff. Very nice.
Yeah. Yeah, different in a different kind of way. Just kind of, it just goes to show that you can create metal in different ways. It doesn't always have to be, you know, the chugga chugga. Like this was all keyboarded, I believe. And like there's barely drums in there. It's just boom, boom, boom. But anyway.
I think I like it. It was cool. I liked it a lot.
Wow. So what now where are you gonna go? Where well, are you gonna go from here?
You know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna well, it's not really the same thing. I found out that some of the best, some very solid 80s kind of synthy hair metal type things are being made in the last decade or so. Have you ever heard of a band called Beast in Black?
Nope.
Well, we're going to pick. Let's see if it shows there. Yeah, there's a.
Oh wow.
Oh, they look hilarious, actually. I didn't realize they look like that. There's the pictures that came with the files, and oh boy,
that looks like Chris Holmes over there. Mean drinking man. I'm a mean drinking man.
some fun guys. But they a lot of their songs are kind of like they kind of like old things, like a few of their songs are kind of based off the story of the manga Berserk. They've got a few of that. They really seem to like that.
Okay.
So that's kind of cool. But there's a song, if you go to the albums, it should be the most recent one, called Dark Connection. It's actually, I think it's the first song, called Blade Runner.
Oh, nice. I was kind of figuring this is where we're going based on the graphic there.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, let's see what this is. I'm ready. That was awesome. I quite
gotta
enjoyed
have
that.
something like that once in a while, right?
Well, that was good. That was actually really good. It was cheesy, but it was
Yeah.
still like, I don't know, it was still good.
There's nothing wrong with a little cheese, right?
No, nothing wrong with a little cheese at all. All right, well, we got to get ready to go for lunch. I'm going to take you to lunch today, or I'm going to take you to the to off-site, I think, for lunch today, because I don't want you eating in the cafeteria. I know you're going to get sick.
Well, I appreciate the looking out for me there.
But I there's a song I've been wanting to play for you the last 4 days. I just like, it's not the right place. It's not the right place. But this last song you played has kind of dictated the dictator that I'm going to play now. Are you familiar with Revocation?
I am not actually.
You're not. Oh my God. This is going to be so much
Here
fun. So
we go.
the band's called Revocation. Existence is Futile is the album. Dismantle the Dictator is the song. And I really want to hear what you have to say about this. So let's go.
All right.
We'll be right back.
That's awesome. I love that.
I thought you would like that, especially that whole breakdown where they break into like a hair metal guitar solo towards the end of the song.
Yeah, I like that. That's awesome. I like that a lot. Wow. I've never heard of them before.
No, I think I can't remember if they play on the same bill as Goat Whore or not. I think they might have, but I saw them twice, and with as heavy as it is, you watch them play and they're all smiles. Hey, we're playing metal. I'm so excited. Woohoo! Like they're just, I don't know, they don't look the part. They just kind of have a lot of fun up there.
That's okay. Not all people are wear the makeup and all the attitude. It's all in the music.
Yeah, it's all in the music. I'm glad you like that. That was, to me, this is one of those like really great finds.
Yeah, that's all. I really like that. I'm gonna be listening to that again. I want to hear that. I want to see what this whole album's sounds like.
This album is probably my favorite, I think. But I haven't listened to them recently. Like this album's pretty old now. 2009.
Yeah, it's basically an old man by now.
But they've been here. They've been in Winnipeg a number of times. Oh, they have a 2000 or 2022. I have to
Ooh.
give that a try.
Yeah.
They're really good. They're just and great guys. Just great guys.
Awesome.
All right. Well, let's go for lunch. What do you want to have? Subs?
Yeah, let's go get some submarine sandwiches.
Sandwiches. Grilled
Yes.
cheese. Sandwiches.
Grilled cheese sandwiches.
Sandwiches.
I guess it was just a matter of time before this turned into hippie jam.
Okay, check out our song. Everyone, check out our song that me and I wrote, okay? It goes like this. Delicious cheese sandwiches.
Oh, I see. So it's a whole theme still.
Delicious cheese sandwiches.
Deb is going to be our next person sitting here.
Cheese sandwiches. Delicious. Cheese sandwiches.
Cheese sandwiches.
Cheese sandwiches.
Cheese sandwiches.
I like delicious cheese sandwiches.
They're great.
I like delicious cheese sandwiches.
A lot of smirky fucking people in there.
I like delicious cheese sandwiches.
Yeah, oh, that's a laugh.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that was another day in the metal shop office. Catch
Yeah.
us on the interwebs on Windows 95.
Yeah. You can download us on Linux or you can send us a fax.
Yeah. Our fax machine is still running. Yep.
Yeah. Yes, it is. And as long as you got dial up, you're good to go.
Yeah. It doesn't work on high speed internet. Like, I don't know what that means. Like, you just.
Yeah, exactly.
Remember that kid in fifth grade, the one with the green shirt, used to run around all the time? That's what I envision high speed internet to be.
Yeah. That damn Warren green shirted. Is his name Ralph?
Ralph. Yeah, I think it was Ralph.
Sounds like a Ralph to me.
All right. Well, we'll see you guys tomorrow on day
yeah.
five. It'll be Friday, unless today was Saturday and we're kind of lost in the week. But
yeah,
we'll see you on Friday.
Yeah, TGIF.
Tick-a-chicka. Tick-a-chicka. Tick-a-chicka.
Fans of the Sean Geek Podcast, this is the Core Geek talking at you. Did you know that the Sean Geek Podcast has merch available? That's right. Head on over to SeanMcGinnity.ca and click the merch link at the top of the page. You'll be taken to the Sean Geek Podcast store on TeePublic, where you can find the Sean Geek Podcast logo on t-shirts, totes, masks, and more. And best of all, a portion of the sales goes to help support the podcast and allow Sean and Todd to keep bringing great content your way. Once again, go to SeanMcGinnity.ca and click the merch link at the top of the page. And while you're there, don't forget to download the latest episode.